So what are the halachas with respect to cutting nails on Erev Shabbos and other related halachas of cutting nails in general? So Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilchos Shabbos, Simen Reish, Sif Aleph, that one should cut their nails on Erev Shabbos. That's the Indian, to cut the nails for Shabbos, to cover Shabbos, to cut them on Friday. So what's the reason for this? So many poskim say, because if you cut them on Thursday, the nails begin to grow back already on Shabbos. And it's a bizarre for Shabbos for them to start growing back. It just doesn't look proper. They don't look neat and clean anymore. And therefore, you should cut them on Friday, and they don't grow back just yet. Other poskim write very interestingly, Rav Ozner writes this based on the Eli Rabba and others, that the Indian is that when you cut them on Thursday, they grow back. But the issue is that not because it doesn't look proper, because the growing back itself is some level of a srach mlacha. It's almost as if you had promoted its growth on Shabbos, so it's like a srach mlacha, it's somewhat of a mlacha that's growing on Shabbos. It's difficult to understand this way because we know that if a person leaves the water running from Shabbos, from Erev Shabbos onto Shabbos, it's allowed. If you leave the fire on, it's allowed to go. So it maybe has something to do with setting timers, almost like you're setting a timer to go off on Shabbos. But most people don't understand the reason is because it just doesn't look proper, it no longer looks fresh and clean, so better to do it closer to Shabbos. Now, if one has long nails during the week, so if Nissen Kraut writes, so then if it's posing a problem for Netilas Yadayim, a whole other topic, but if the nails are too long, it very likely causes a chatzita for Netilas Yadayim, so then you're allowed to cut them during the week because it's for a certain tzorech. Now, do you have to cut them every single Erev Shabbos? Let's say your nails are not too long. They're not bothering you. They're not serving as a chatzitza. So some poskim are medayik that it's bechol Erev Shabbos for Shabbos, that every single Friday you should do it. And even though you really don't need to cut the nails, you should clip a little something. It's an Indian of cutting Erev Shabbos, while others contend that no, only when you need to. And those times when you need to, you should wait off until Erev Shabbos. Again, it depends how fast people's nails grow. Not everyone's nails grow every 6 to 7 days, but I think most people do have to cut it after 7 days of it growing. So ideally, if one can, they should try to cut their nails every single Erev Shabbos. Now, when on Erev Shabbos should you be cutting them? Some say doing it before Chatzos. Some say it's better to do it after Chatzos, closer to Shabbos. It shows more covered Shabbos, just like we take a bath and shower closer to Shabbos. You get dressed closer to Shabbos. So there's a debate when on Friday one's supposed to do this. Now, one can do it on Erev Shabbos. It's one of those short Shabboses like we have now, after we've changed the clocks. So then one's allowed to even cut them Thursday night. Thursday night's in Halacha considered Leil Shishi. It's already leading into the sixth day, onto Erev Shabbos. So that's included in the heter of cutting nails. So Thursday night's allowed as well. So what about the order? Is there an order? So the Ramah writes that one should cut them in order, rather not in order, straight across, but there's a special order of skipping over fingernails. That's the way a person should do it. So Ramah has a hakpada. He says you should really start from the left hand, the kamita, which is the ring finger, starting from there, and then you jump over one by one until you've completed all the hands, all the fingers rather, and then you move to the right hand, starting from the pointer finger, and then jumping to the finger, the ring finger, then to the thumb, then to the middle finger, then to the pinky. So the Ramah has a whole idea. The Prima Gadim brings some interesting explanations why that particular order. Others have different orders. Others say that you don't have to do a particular order, just skip fingers, whatever way you want to skip the fingers. So that's what the understanding is. So Magad of Ram and Taz both bring from the Maharam, the one that we shown him, as long as the Arizal, that they were not so makbid. It seems that even the Arizal would make fun of such a minhag. It really had no basis for it. But that being said, the Magad of Ram says in the end of the day, one should try to be makbid on this anyways and follow the order as prescribed by the Ramah. What about toenails? The toenails have the same halacha. So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Magen Mesharim that one should not cut toenails and fingernails on the very same day. The Shari Tshuva there writes, though, that he thinks one need not be concerned with this. You can cut them on the very same day. But the Magen Avraham says that one should be makbid and careful not to cut the toenails and fingernails on the same day. So the recommendation is that you should cut the toenails on Thursday and cut the fingernails on Friday. What's the problem with cutting them on the same day? So Shulchan Aruch brings very, very stark that one who cuts the toenails and fingernails on the same day, so he's going to forget his learning, he's going to bury his children, he's going to become impoverished. So therefore you should avoid this because of the very stark lush in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, many have the practice not to cut the fingernails and toenails on the very same day. What about the night before? And what about Thursday night? Is that considered Thursday? Is that considered Friday? So Eish Avram Mibuchat says that Thursday night is part of Friday. And therefore, you cannot cut toenails Thursday night and then fingernails on Friday. That's considered part of the same day. You should cut the toenails before sunset, and then the fingernails, you could even do Thursday night if you need. That's already considered a different day, or do the next day on Friday itself. How then are women allowed to cut their toenails and fingernails on the same day before going to the mikvah? They have to make sure there's no chatitza. So they cut the toenails and fingernails on the same day. How is that permitted? The Ksavta Shulchan explains, because Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yada Davara, one who performs the mitzvah of Taras Mishpach, the mitzvah of going to the mikvah, so you Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yada Davara, nothing bad will happen to you. And we have this application in many instances as well. But one does a mitzvah, they don't have to be makbid on these different types of, you have to be makbid halacha. When it comes to dangerous things, the sakanos, so then you don't have to be makbid because the one who keeps a mitzvah will be protected. Now, what if one forgot to cut their toenails on Thursday, and they're really bothering him, they're really long? So in that case, Amata Ephraim writes that one's allowed to cut them on the same day, b'dieved, if he has no other choice. Now, is there an order that one has to follow when cutting the toenails as well? The Chazon Ish said that he was not makbid in the order with regards to toenails. Others are makbid, so there's a debate. So how do you get rid of the nails? What's the best way to dispose of the nails? So the Gemara Moichatim, which discusses cutting nails, so it's describing cutting nails with regards to Chol HaMoed and Avelus. So it has the following statement, that Sarfan Chassid, one who burns them, is called a Chassid. Kovran, one who buries them, is called a Tzaddik. It's also a very nice title. But one who Zork, and one who throws them into the Shuk, into the Rishis Rabbim, he's a Rasha. He's called a Rasha. Why is it? So the Gemara explains, because it's dangerous for a pregnant lady to step over a toenail or a fingernail. It's very dangerous. It's based on the idea of Adam and Chava, that they were initially covered in all nail, and then they ate from the Eitz Hadas, and they lost it. It was only left to the fingernails. It reminds them of the Onesh. The Be'er Heitev talks about this. So there's some Indian connecting to women and pregnant women, and it's dangerous for them. So therefore, you shouldn't throw them out. Throw them rather in the street or even in the house. So why is burying not as good as burning? So Rashi explained, because if you're burying, they're always able to be exposed. You can still expose them. If you burn them, then you've gotten rid of them completely. So therefore, burning is considered a chassid. That's the highest level. So Orchas Rabbeinu, Chedek Aleph Amud Kuv Dalad, quote to the Chazon Ish, would gather all his nails that he cut in an envelope, and he'd save them and burn them Erev Pesach along with the chametz. Once you did one mitzvah, cutting the nails and covered Shabbos, save it to use for another mitzvah as well. Others were concerned that maybe you're going to lose them, you're going to misplace them, they're going to get spread out all over the floor in the house. So some say don't leave it so long, but that was the minhag of the Chazon Ish. Rav Yosha's practice was differently. He would collect them, and Erev Shabbos, he would burn them. So I don't know how often he cut the nails, but let's assume he cut them every Friday, and only on Friday. So he'd cut them, collect them on a piece of paper, and then he'd burn them all together. What about throwing them in the toilet? We're taught throwing them in the toilet is an ideal way to get rid of them. Is that something that's going to qualify as well as considered burning them? So Rav Nissen Karelitz writes that it's considered like kavura, which is a great title. Being a tzaddik is a wonderful. We all love to be tzaddikim. It is it's the same thing as kavura. It's not burning, but it's kavura. The stipler said it's not ideal. It's of course better to burn them. And let's say a piece flies off while you're cutting them on the floor in your house, and it's somewhere where women might walk, so then you should sweep them away. By sweeping them away, the Gemara explains, if it's not in the original place, so then it doesn't have its koach to damage. Eliyahu Rabba says, no, if it's in the same room, sweeping it in the same room doesn't make a difference. It has to be swept to another room in order to remove its ability to be mazik. There's another halacha related that's brought down in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, that when after cutting one's nails, one's supposed to wash the hands. What's the reason for this? And the Shabura there explains, because Ruach Ra, there's a Ruach Ra that rests upon one's hand after cutting them, and therefore one should wash the hands right away. If it's Ruach Ra, you don't want the Ruach Ra staying there for a long time, so therefore you should wash them right away. The Mishabura says it's sufficient to wash each hand just one time. You don't need to do three times. One in each hand is really sufficient. The post can point out that one is allowed to cut their nails or bite their nails or peel their nails, whatever they do, while learning. That's completely fine. That's a Chuas Maharsham. But at the same time, when it's Ruach Ra, so to have to learn with Ruach Ra, so you shouldn't, you should really try to wash your hand immediately if possible. The posting point out, you're allowed to learn, even though you are allowed to learn, you can also answer Amen during cutting the nails. But again, since it's Ruach Ra, one should really try to wash them before learning or answering any Amen as well.